Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's truly remarkable, Lee?
What would that be, Tara?
And for those of you on World War III watch with Iran... You realize we haven't lost, Israel, I should say. Israel has not lost a single plane.
Yeah, that's what I have heard, although there have been some very poorly done things on social media to make it appear that they have done so. But yeah, I have not heard any losses yet by the Israeli Air Force yet.
They lost a drone this morning. They've had their first drone taken down by Iran, but they have not lost a single plane. So— It looks like they have the upper hand for now.
Well, this also says a lot about their ability to defend themselves, what they have left, and its efficacy to begin with. And it's interesting to note that their air defense system is Russian.
Yeah. It's holding up shockingly not well.
No.
Not
no.
Well at all. Anyway, I just don't think people appreciate how insane it is that the Israeli Air Force hasn't lost a single plane in this operation. So we have that going on. And Trump overnight, a lot of people don't know what he's saying. There's a lot of confusion about it. And honestly, I really enjoyed the heck out of this. I mean, what a turning of tables for the Ayatollah who put a death threat, a fatwa on Donald Trump on Twitter, was allowed to do that under the Democrats. No retaliation, allowed to send three assassins to kill Trump. Again, no retaliation. We have them all in custody. Not even so much as reimposing Trump's sanctions on Iran, sending the message it's okay to kill Donald Trump. In fact, it'd save us the trouble of putting him in prison for 700 years on fake charges. Iran got that loud and clear, and Iran got way out of control under the Democrats to the point where they thought it was okay to hunt him on our own territory in America. And that is a terrifying situation. So tables turned last night in a big way. The irony of this, Lee, as Trump is posting to True Social, telling the world and the Ayatollah, look, honey, we know where you are. We can get you anytime we want. You can't leave. We got satellites. We got you pinned down. So here are your options, basically. Complete surrender. Or the status of you being, you know, alive, dead, could change at any moment. That's what Trump was saying. And what a turnaround. I just want people to appreciate what a turnaround that is and how we would not be here if the Democrats were still in charge. In fact, we'd be in a place where Iran felt emboldened to try to assassinate every future U.S. presidential candidate, seeing as there are zero consequences for it from the Democrats. And that's because, as I've argued, the Democrat Party and Iran were merging. Democrat Party built Iran into what it is today. That is why we have to take it out. Created this incredibly dangerous situation with $300 billion. Okay, so Trump last night, what he's saying to the Ayatollah, Lee, is he's saying, listen, we know where you are. We're going to let you live for now. But we need complete surrender. Why? What he's asking for is, listen, let us fly in and finish off your nuke program peacefully. We'll fly in. You agree to it, we'll let you live. And we really want to let you live. We don't want to have to kill you like you tried to do to me three times. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to, because we're good people. We're reasonable people. We're not savages. We're not looking for a war with Iran. We're not trying to start World War III, but we would like you to capitulate. Sir, we already know where you are. So what is the point of that? It's Trump saying, or we could kill you without saying so many words and then destroy your nukes. So Trump is giving him every opportunity here to do this peacefully without bloodshed.
Yeah.
We'll see what he chooses.
Well, and the Ayatollah is losing staff members on a daily basis. And
yeah, they're and not lasting.
They're not like- resigning. They're being taken out either by assassins or by drones or by bombings, but they are being taken out. I mean, they've like, I think they've, a couple of the staff members only spent 3 or 4 days in office before they too were killed as their predecessors were.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we're getting to the choice. We, so far, what we have helped Israel with has been defensive, mm-hmm. and we're headed to potentially an offensive position. New York Post reporting, i.e. it is believed that the 15-ton megabomb needed to destroy Iran's last true nuclear facility is only in the possession of America. Israel yeah. doesn't have one. It is believed it's a 15-ton bunker buster. Mm-hmm. It's got to go 300 feet inside a mountain. And Fox News reporting this morning, it will probably take up to 4 of these. The first one isn't going to get the job done. The first one is kind of needed to blast down in order to provide the space for the second one to go further and then finally get to the bottom of this and blow it away.
Yeah. Because it's underneath the mountain, and then that underneath there is surrounded by steel-reinforced concrete.
Yes. So. And it's called Fordo, and that is the place they are saying that's 2 to 3 days away from being able to have basically the nuclear enrichment level. But here they got it. Two problems, Israel does, we're told. Okay. The heavyweight explosive is called the GBU 57AB Massive Ordnance Penetrator.
Yep.
It was designed by Boeing for the U.S. Air Force. We are the only ones that have them because we have declined allegedly to sell them to anybody. Yep. And the huge weight of it means that it can only be delivered by the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber.
It's got to be a strategic bomber. It can't be taken by the fighters that Israel is using, the F-35s and F-16s and possibly F-15s that they still have flying.
So Israel's Air Force, as you said, doesn't have that. So that means we're going to have to do this. One thing I want to remind folks of this morning to understand how disgusting what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan truly was, and I've been on this for a long time, after his family took payment, over $50 million from the Chinese, take it up with the FBI. They know it's on the laptop. One of the things that Joe Biden did was abandon Bagram. And that was covered at the time for the horror of the 5,000 terrorists that were imprisoned there, just released. But we abandoned Bagram overnight to ensure that the Taliban would take control of it. The French had asked us, the British had asked us, hey, if you're leaving Afghanistan, let us have Bagram. It is the single most valuable base on Earth. Because of its proximity to Iran and basically anywhere we'd want to fight, China, all of it. And so if we had Bagram today, if Joe Biden hadn't left in the middle of the night, if Joe Biden had just turned it over to the Brits as they asked, we could borrow it. Bagram is 300 miles from the border, it's in Afghanistan, of Iran. And we controlled it until Joe Biden gave it away to ensure, again, it would fall to the Taliban. Why? We now know. We didn't know at the time because the Taliban had cut a deal with the Chinese to give them the rare earth minerals in Afghanistan in return for billions of dollars. So Joe had to make sure that Afghanistan fell to the Taliban and not to our allies, as he had promised. So here's what we're left with. Instead, we got to take off from Diego Garcia. That is 2,361 miles away. Bagram was $300 miles from the border, 818 miles from where we need to drop this thing. And that is why we're going to have to go through, and we can do it, but the extensive refueling logistics in the air, because Joe Biden utterly betrayed this country in selling out to the Chinese. As we're learning this morning, I guess in exchange for tens of thousands of fake licenses and ballots that China provided for the maybe 2020 election. The FBI covered it up and destroyed all the evidence of it. So
the plot sickens.
Yeah, I guess Joe owed the Chinese, and what they wanted was Bagram. They got it via the Taliban. So we can't use the base that we spent, by the way, billions of dollars in Afghanistan and millions of dollars fortifying. So when you see the Taliban do those military parades mocking us with our own equipment that Joe Biden also left, yeah, that's Bagram. We could have been taken off from there. So that, Lee, would have meant, significantly less risk for us and a much less complicated situation with Iran.
At the very least, a smaller carbon footprint, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, we can do it. Again, we can refuel in the air. We've done it. We can. But, I mean, it's ridiculous that we don't control Bagram.
There's no place on Earth that our Air Force can't reach. Now, obviously, right over China and Russia, there would be some opposition, but there's no place on Earth that our Air Force can't reach, period, end of story.
Yeah.
We've got the refueling capability. We've got the long-range strategic bombers. That's not an issue. But, yes, Bagram would have made it a little easier.
Yeah, I just resent the heck out of that.
Well, as you should, as every American should.
And I'll never forget the sickening feeling, I mean, of just total rage. I'm sitting there reading the Wall Street Journal a few months after what was made to look like an oopsie-doopsie collapse of Afghanistan, but was actually a detonation by the Biden administration to help China get control of the lithium mines in Afghanistan. And reading the bombshell in the Wall Street Journal that in the months before that, China had cut a deal with the Taliban, billions of dollars to prop up the Taliban in exchange for China coming in, being able to mine the mines, and then China was going to help them maintain their military so they could go ahead and, you know, continue brutalizing the people of Afghanistan at their leisure. And that they had cut that deal within a few months, Joe Biden pulls out in the middle of the night. And that's why, I never forget it, that's why we left in the middle of the night without informing our allies, putting their lives at risk to ensure it would fall to the Taliban. We could have destroyed our equipment so they at least wouldn't have that, but we didn't. Why? We wanted the takeover. Joe Biden should be tried for treason. I don't care if he sits there and drools the whole time. And Hunter with him. Jill, too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the de facto sanctuary state of South Carolina, sanctuary for illegal immigrants. Yeah, you heard me right. By the way, if we're still going in and out, I'm really sorry about that. I think we're having some problems with our signal. Please, please, please remember, please know if the stream's ever down, we are everywhere. I mean, you just put in my name, Tara Servatius, Facebook. We stream live there. I stream live on my X feed. I always pin it to the top so you can find it during the show. You can watch it there. As well as listen to it, use it as radio or video as, you know, however you want to use it. You can go my Rumble feed. If you like, one of the cool reasons that works out great too, is you could start at the beginning of the show if you want and not drop in the middle. But my Rumble feed, Tara Servatius, and every account is under Tara Servatius. So very easy to find. So if you're having trouble this morning, because I know we're in and out, please, please don't miss the show, because today's show is a really important show. Especially as we're dealing with this Iran stuff. But I want to hit this first. Freedom Caucus of the state of South Carolina legislature. Who's stopping immigration enforcement in South Carolina? Oh, I've been on this. Spoiler, they write, it's not the Democrats. Nope. In fact, I would argue South Carolina is a de facto sanctuary state. We're going to become even more so in the coming weeks and months. Why? Trump is focusing on blue states and blue cities. Where are the future Democratic voter, illegal immigrant class going to go? They're going to come here. They're going to come here. And you're going to see more and more people killed by illegal immigrant drunk drivers, more and more crime by illegal immigrants, more and more activity by the cartels as they flee the Democrat-controlled post-constitutional, post-American territories that are their states, because Trump is there, and he should be there. But we're going to have a problem too. Listen to what they killed this year. And this is why this is going to feel increasingly like a sanctuary state. They ain't going to Florida, I'll tell you that. You can't even go to the grocery store in Florida without being in mortal terror of being deported. You know why? Every law enforcement officer there is now deputized just about as a federal immigration authority. ACLU can't stop them. They pull you over going 10 miles over the speed limit. You're not from here. You're an illegal. Bam. They take you straight to the deportation center. You end up in Guatemala or wherever you're from. Go back there. Listen to what our Republican leadership killed. Representative Burns, thank you, Representative Burns, good guy. Sponsored 287G enforcement requirement would formally require by law every South Carolina law enforcement agency to partner with ICE, the 287G program. Killed. Why it matters, only a handful of counties currently participate. Most don't. What is that? Sanctuary. Say it with me. Oh, we're a de facto sanctuary state. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Killed the bill. Never made it out of committee. Really sad. Then there was the Citizenship Verification Act. That would require law enforcement to check the immigration status of every person arrested using the federal SAVE system and record that information in their criminal file. Why? Easy for ICE to find these people and deport them to make sure we do not send them back out on the street, which we are doing now. It also requires state law enforcement division, that's SLED, to release annual public reports on how many illegal aliens are arrested and convicted. And you know what the other problem is, folks? I had all kinds of law enforcement contacting me this week telling me that that horrific death by a drunk driver on 385 this week. A drunk driver just trying to make a living. God bless him, 58 years old. He was killed. But I've been told by law enforcement the guy was an illegal immigrant. I don't know, though. I can't look it up. I don't know if that's true. Why? Because Representative Beach, thank you, Representative Beach, his awesome bill to verify citizenship and record it so we can easily find and deport these people, both at the intake at the sheriff's level all the way on up to our prison level, killed in committee. Think about the cynicism of that. And so I have no way to look up if that guy is an illegal. I don't know. The drunk driver. Who, by the way, he's just cruising along with open cans as he drinks his Modelo. Kills a man. Is he illegal? I don't know. I could look it up, though. But Representative Beach's bill got killed in committee. Think about how cynical that is, okay? We're not even talking about picking up illegals here at this point. We're talking about picking up illegal immigrant criminals, and the Republican Party leadership in the House doesn't want us to know which ones are, which of the criminals are illegal and which are not. This is your Republican Party, folks. Stay South Carolina. This is your Republican Party. So we're not just, again, talking about protecting people working on a farm somewhere or something like that, or people working on a meat packing plant. This is them protecting criminals. Not doing the 287G program. Why? Because Jorge's going to wake up once he bails out of jail in the morning and what, go to work at the meat packing plant? Want to make sure no American gets that job. Gosh darn, we'd have to actually pay him. And get this, you'd have to pay taxes too. Can't participate in a tax evasion scheme that is illegal immigration, can you? If Jorge can't roll out of bed after getting arrested and we know he's an illegal immigrant. You're Republican leadership, y'all. What a bunch of losers. Representative Jordan Pace filed a bill in the House to make it a felony for someone who is unlawfully present in the U.S. to be arrested under South Carolina criminal code. Courts could then sentence them to up to 5 years in prison or allow for expedited deportation instead of letting them go as we do now without even knowing who they are and whether they're here illegally. You know, the way it is in Florida, they have this in Florida. But Jordan Pace's bill was killed in committee by the Republican leadership. Evil sons of guns, aren't they? Government ID for public school. Yes, you would need, any adult enrolling a child in public school would need to show a valid, unexpired government-issued photo ID. Killed in committee. Another bill to keep all of those immigration bills alive. In other words, get them out of committee. Jordan Pace sponsored that too, killed by the Republican leadership. Because God forbid we ID illegal immigrant criminals and we detain them. The reality is simple. They write on their Substack. South Carolina House is run by politicians who talk like conservatives at home but govern like moderates in Columbia. Folks, this is going to begin to become a bigger and bigger and bigger deal, especially as you got two things going on simultaneously. You've got the massive crackdowns in Florida. They're just going to go north. El Norte, cannot operate there anymore, cannot drive to the grocery store without risking ending up being deported. And then you've got Trump cracking down in these blue areas where these illegals are massing. They're going to come here. They're going to come here because they know they can work here and they know they can operate here. And we will feel more and more like a sanctuary state. What you're going to have more of is people getting killed by illegal immigrant drunk drivers, illegal immigrants committing crimes. You're going to have shootouts. You're going to have all the stuff that comes with that. And it's exactly, exactly what our GOP leadership in the state of South Carolina wants.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Yet another record set by Donald Trump. Biggest blue-collar wage increase in 6 decades. Biggest blue-collar wage increase in 6 decades. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says, we're just getting started. Let me set it up this way. In President Trump's, first 5 months in office, real wages, I've been screaming about this, real wages for hourly workers have seen their largest increase under any administration in nearly 60 years. And as Scott Bessent said, we're just getting started with pro-growth, pro-prosperity policies. Blue-collar workers have seen wages, real wages, grow almost, 2% in 5 months of President Trump's first term. A stark contrast with the negative wage growth seen during the first 5 months of the Biden administration and generally over time. The only other time we've seen wage growth for blue-collar workers this high was during President Trump's first term. Unbelievable. In fact, you have to go all the way back to Nixon to find the last time blue-collar wages grew at all. They've been losing ground as adjusted for inflation. It's just unbelievable. The first one was 1.3% gain by Trump in 2017. Okay, First 5 months, 1.7, almost 2% gain in blue-collar wages. Now, I started noticing the wage gains overall. By the way, we're on track for an overall wage gain across the entire job market for Americans of 9.6% for the year. I mean, damn. And when that came out, Lee and I were, I don't know if you remember the show, we were talking about it. We're trying to figure out, like, how is this happening? Because it was Bureau of Labor Statistics. Didn't say why, just said it was happening. And then we got this blockbuster article I don't want you to miss yesterday. You could Google it because it's a feel-good piece. New York Post reporting 1 million illegal immigrants have self-deported. We didn't have to lift a finger. They just walked out the door. Washington Post put the number at 780,000. So probably somewhere in between there, but so both sides, right and left, are in agreement on this. They self-deported. You know what that 1.7% represents? It's theft. Isn't wages just returned to them? It's what was stolen through illegal immigration. Where did the money go? Well, the illegals didn't get it. Corporate shiny shoes profited, put it in their pockets, built their swimming pools, had their better lifestyle, had their better earnings report, got their better and bigger bonuses. Lived in a way you and I never will. They stole it from the poorest among us. There was a time in this country, most recently, really kind of the early 80s, depending on the industry, where you could be a blue collar person who worked in a factory and you would be lower middle class to middle class. That was the norm in this country. And they stole that. And if you have followed me from, back in the day when I was writing for Creative Loafing, I had a column there, and my first obsession began with the Chamber of Commerce. I could see how evil they were, and I could see their talking points, and I wrote and wrote, before anybody was writing about it, I wrote about how they came up with the lie. And I remember the press release I first saw it in, and I raged about it, that Americans were too lazy to do these jobs. And that was a lie, and I lost my mind. No, what that was that Americans would not work for artificially depressed wages. Because illegal immigration is first and foremost a tax evasion scheme by our elites. You work them under the table, what are you not paying them taxes? You got to hire one of these stinking Americans? Oh, you're going to pay all kinds of taxes. It's a tax evasion scheme, and that is the big lie. So they had to cover it up. They had to make this acceptable. And so what did they say? Americans too lazy. Well, of course, Americans are too lazy. Paid $12 an hour working a chicken processing plant in the 80s. That was good money. What does it pay now? 11. So that's not adjusted for inflation. That's for real. Why? Theft. They stole that by illegally flooding the labor market. That's what they did. It's theft. And as soon, we have got to start saying theft, 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 theft. That's what that is. And people look, markets, people, capitalism is a very fixed and yet elastic thing. People understand inherently at a gut level, I'm not processing chicken parts all day for $11. They understand the wages are wrong. That is not what the market bears. And they won't do it. They're not slaves, but they'll do it for more. And I can prove it to you. NBC News spent 2 days freaking out over 76 illegal immigrants arrested in a Nebraska chicken processing plant. Look it up. NBC News, Nebraska plant. Oh, and they interviewed the CEO and he practically cried. And what am I going to do? But you know what they said in the follow-up article? Their waiting room was full of Americans filling out applications. And I bet the wages went up. I bet they're going to have to pay more. I bet that hurts. Good. It's just capitalism. It's just capitalism. So, folks, I think it explains a lot of what we saw this week with Trump, because when you get a wage gain that big and that fast, and it becomes so nakedly obvious that the reason those wages were depressed to begin with was because of illegal immigration and the theft that enables, the brutalization of the illegals themselves as they come over, the rape of the women. I mean, on and on, I'm going to get into it. Nearly 2% wage gain for blue-collar workers in 5 months. That's why they don't want the border closed. It's just so wrong on so many levels. And you know who the real chump is? The real chump is you. You know why? These illegals need health care. Well, guess what? If you pay them under the table, you're not paying any taxes on them. Guess who gets the bill for that? You do. Not the corporate shiny shoes. You do. They steal from me, from us and them. That is all illegal immigration is. It's horrible. And I think this is why Trump was responding this way. His policies are working so well. I think he's getting all these phone calls from manufacturers going, oh my God, this is going so fast. They're self-deporting so fast. A million are gone. They're out of the labor force. And that's what the measurement was. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? I mean, because, you know, and he went, okay, we'll stop rating you. But that's not the answer. That's not the answer. So they've retracted that memo that said no more raids on, you know, factories and plants and restaurants and stuff. They retracted it. Apparently they're doing them again, but they also had a new policy overnight that says they're kind of also not doing them too. And I'll play some of that coming up. But folks, whatever the case, you know what this means? This was always easy to fix. All we had to do was stop the corporate fat cats and political donors from robbing us blind, robbing the illegals blind, and most especially robbing the blue-collar class of this country blind. Texter writes, Tara, just a question for you. Do you think all illegals are rapists and drunk drivers? You know you're just spreading the propaganda by trying to imply that. I didn't imply that. No, I don't. And I don't think that. But I will tell you this. I was a reporter for a long time. I was a crime reporter and I was a good one. You knew that if you lived back in Charlotte. And I developed a very good relationship with then Sheriff of Mecklenburg County, Jim Pendergraf. He was a Democrat, only Democrat I ever voted for, because he ran the heck out of that 287G program. And I happened to talk to him one day when he told me about it, and I about fell off my chair. I was doing a piece about drunk driving in Mecklenburg County. It was a huge problem back then. And he said, oh, well, you know, Tara, 20% of the drunk drivers in my jail right now, they're illegal immigrants. I said, what? Oh, yeah, we track them because of 287G. 20% of those in the jail right now for drunk driving are illegal immigrants. Damn! And I went, can I get that? Can I get that? Yeah, I give it to you every month. Highest I saw it go was 35. 35% of the drunk drivers in that jail were illegal immigrants. Because, you know, you get booked a process to take you a couple days to get to bond and get back out. And the good news back then was that Jim was, you get the money to bond out if you wanted to, but it didn't matter because you were going right to ICE. You're going out of the country. So, well, obviously not all illegal immigrants are drunk drivers. A staggeringly high proportion of drunk drivers are illegal immigrants, given their representation in our society. And I have no reason to doubt that it hasn't changed since Jim Pendergraf gave me the 287G numbers every month. I used to be able to get them from Charlotte, and I would know exactly who was in the jail, where they were from. That was terrifying. So in answer to your question, come on, you know, I don't think every illegal immigrant's a drunk driver. But every illegal immigrant here that works on a factory line steals from somebody, steals their dignity, steals their future, steals their money, and steals their ability to get in the middle class. And folks, all that theft adds up. Why? Because when fat cat shiny shoes on Wall Street steal from all of us by employing illegal immigrants and they use them as a tax evasion scheme, because that's what illegal immigration primarily is, what happens? We get a lot less money into the coffers. Then what happens? Keep the American lifestyle up. We have to do what? Print, 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 print. What does that cause? Inflation. What does that do? Bankrupt my children before they can ever even take their first job. It's evil. It is evil. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Folks, I'm getting all kinds of people on the text line who worked in meat processing plants, and they remember when it was $20 an hour, and like, that'd be good now, but this was back in the 80s. Now, I remember eating meat in the 80s. I do. We were a middle-class family. My family could afford to eat meat in the 80s. I had one guy that's talking to, hey, I used to make $20, and then it went down to 9. Yeah, because it's illegal. You come from Guatemala, from a village with no running water, you better bet you'll work for $9 an hour. But Americans aren't going to. Why? Because they know inherently that the actual wage should be $20, $25, $30 an hour to do the dirtiest jobs. And you know what's so sad about that? You could screw up. That's what this stole from us. You could screw up in America. You could end up with a criminal record you got when you were 17, 18, going through a hard time. Dad wasn't around. Now you can't get a good job. But man, you could have a decent living in a chicken processing plant. And maybe over time, despite your criminal record, maybe someday, if you stayed there and you worked, you could maybe get into an assistant manager position and then maybe a manager position. And maybe there was a leg up, but they stole that. And I resent the hell out of that. Especially since so many of the illegals who come here have criminal records. We could be using criminals or from our own jails to give them a second chance. Maybe they won't steal if they could be gainfully employed. And by the way, that 20% number, 20% of the criminals caught, the illegals, well, they're all criminals, caught at our border by the Border Patrol have a criminal record either on their side of the border or on ours, and they're coming back through. But thank you for your texts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.